Random thought. If you could have surgery that would make you 3 inches taller, would you do it?
Longer? Oh, taller. I was like, where are we going with this? And why are you asking so personal?
I didn't say about making you to the national average. I was talking about height. And I'm asking this because there's this article in GQ magazine, right, where people are paying anywhere from $70,000 to $150,000 to be taller. Essentially, that's what it is. Like, you've had somebody who's like 5'10", and they're like, well, if I get 3 inches, I'll be 6'1". And here's the process. They break your femur, right? So that's your thigh bone connected to your hip bone. And they break that. They put these screws in there, and they stretch your legs out a little bit more and let the bone marrow just kind of, the bone kind of tissue form around it and then fix itself. For those of you listening, I'm trying to demonstrate how this works as and anybody watching can tell I am not a doctor. But you can get 3 inches if you do it in your femur. And if you want to go up to 6 inches, you can actually break your tibia and get even more. I'm just thinking, how weird would you look, first of all? Because your legs are going to be longer. Your torso is still going to be the same. It's going to look weird. And now I'm starting to question every tall person I've ever seen before that looks weird.
Well, so here's my thought from a from a 5'10 person. In college, I remember, you know, my fraternity brothers, a lot of them tall and bald. Remember that look in the mid 90s, tall and bald. And we would go to the clubs. They'd just stand there and women would just like, flock to them. And when you were like 5'10 or below, you actually had to have conversation. You had to have something you brought to the table. You just couldn't just stand there and look good. And so I used to always wish to be 6 foot, 6'1".
Well, I could. But, I mean, but that just says I look better than you because I didn't have to do much of anything. But go ahead, continue.
Of course, because you're awesome and amazing and all that other stuff to tell yourself. But I think there's a lot of women that, regardless of personality, the first thing you look at is height. If you look at dating profiles and dating apps, women are like, I'm looking for a guy who's 6'1". And there might be 5'5", but their preference is someone tall. Mm-hmm. And so I think that if a person did get the extensions, if they went 3 inches or 6 inches, I don't think their body is going to look that proportionally off. Mm-hmm. But also I think by the time that, you know, if a woman engages and y'all get to hook up, she's not going to like all of a sudden take his clothes off and be like, wait a minute. Your torso doesn't match your legs, right? But I can see the allure why people would want to do this. I just don't think I would do it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you, I believe do whatever you want to do to make you feel happy about who you are. And if that means adding some inches into your tibia and your femur to make you taller, great. I've dated girls taller than me. And
exactly.
I loved it. I was like, you know, they're like, do you want me not wear heels? I'm like, no, wear heels. We're giving short guys hope. It's possible.
Yeah.
There are people who are tall that will date a shorter guy.
And you need them to wear those real heels, not those Usher Board 2000s, you know, them kitten heels. You know, that'll just make it even worse. But yeah, you know, dating a taller woman, yeah, that's never been an issue. I've dated women who are exactly my height. They're women who are a lot shorter than me. To me, the height is not the issue. And I know what you're saying, though. Women like to say, well, they know exactly what they want. When we're young, when we're in our 20s, women know exactly what they want. They describe the man to a T. And they're like, well, what are you looking for? Somebody that's not as superficial as you. How about that? Because
facts.
Because that's where the problem lies. That's why you have these ant-body women walking around right now. I want to see these people 20, 30 years down the road when there's a reason why Kay Michelle got her implants taken out, right? I want to see how these folks are going to have to deal with this, who are getting these extra inches later in life. Because, you know, all of a sudden the world changes.
Well, here's what I wonder. If I don't think it can be reversed. You know, once you break your tibia and your femur, that's it. So it can't be reversed. And so I wonder, and what the article doesn't really give a lot of detail in is what the rehab looks like. Because let's say if you're athletic.
The rehab right now is about a year. It's about a year. It's hard to just even walk because remember, they break your leg.
Right.
And then add pins into it. And then they have to adjust it as it keeps going because, yeah, I'm not going in that much pain for that crap. I'm sorry. No, it ain't happening.
Well, again, I get that there are people who would want to be taller.
Mm-hmm.
You got the deal that you can go into your that slips into your shoes and makes you taller. You got some people do it, but again, there are people who are not comfortable in their own skin, and that's why they do these things. And if this is you got the money, you want to be able to do it. What's it, $70,000 to $150,000?
Yep.
To be able to do this, if you have that kind of money and you want to do it, do you if it makes you happy? I just think that. Maybe this is tall women's fault because tall guys will date anybody. Short, tall, doesn't matter. But women who are tall, y'all need to start dating some shorter dudes. Take one for the team, even if it's for a month, and maybe it'll stop this practice. So let's put that on them. Actually, I'm curious, any one of our listeners, if you are a taller woman, are you currently involved in a relationship with someone shorter, or would you date someone shorter than you? How important is height? How important is height to you? I'd love to hear from some people.
And you know, I think this whole thing about height comes from the movies, because especially when we talk about a five two woman who wants a 6'7" man, is because she's seen it in the movies. That's uncomfortable for that man to have to bend over and kiss your short ass. It's uncomfortable. He literally got to sit down just to be on your eye level. But I mean, and
that's vertical, horizontal. It's all the same.
Sure. That's the lie we tell everybody. That's like, it all looks the same in the dark. No, it doesn't. Let's stop selling that lie. You know what I mean? Look, what's going to happen when you put those extra 3 inches on, you get a little taller, you whip out your extra, because you know they have now, you could get surgery to get your junk to be a little better. So, hey, there you go. You whip that out and you can put it in the ant-bodied person that you're with the fake big lips. You know? Y'all just have a whole plastic. You know what? Ken and Barbie have come to life and they're all shades and sizes now. How about that? Jesus Christ. I swear he is coming back soon.
Yeah, if you want to be taller, I wish I was a little bit taller. Now you can get your wish. If you have the money, go for it.
I wish I was.
But to your point, that's taller. A lot. Not only are you spending the money for the procedure, taller. Now you got to buy new clothes.
Yes.
And then now your caliber of women is going to increase because now you're 6'1".
Because if you were ugly before, you're going to be 6'1", but ugly.
But do you have the finances to take care of those women that want that tall guy?
First of all, let's just say, if you think being taller is going to get you more women, I need you to look at season 15, Married at First Sight, San Diego, and take a look at this guy by the name of No Bustin' Justin.
Thanks to the awakened one, No Bustin' Justin.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, yes, we are those two people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yeah, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 101. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
You know, so week one of the NFL is behind us. Actually, when this comes out, week two will be behind us too. And whether you're listening on Monday or watching it on Tuesday. And prior to this week two game, you know, week one was good for you because I called you at halftime. I was like, hey, I texted you at halftime. I was like, hey, look, I need your boys to I got a parlay going. I need your boys to go ahead and win this game. So put in a call for me. And your boys came through and won the game.
Shocked me, too.
Here's the thing about it. I end up losing the parlay. Because of my team lost in a game that they should have won, right? So Trey Lance, who's been, you know, probably the most scrutinized quarterback in the NFL this year because he's now, you know, the starter in San Francisco, lost the game. We lost it a week one. Then all of a sudden, Friday, and which is when we're recording this here on Friday, this article pops out on of him. Video footage pops up of him at what seems to be a more of a private party, a private room with some strippers and throwing money in. He was getting some flack for it. Now, he was getting a lot of support, but he was getting some flack for it. And I'm like, a 22-year-old quarterback in the NFL, starting quarterback in the NFL, is throwing money at strippers. Tell me again, what's the problem?
Oh, clutch my pearls. That's so wrong. That's just so bad. He's going to hell. that is crazy. Win or lose, they're going to go out and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And 22, starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big, I mean, all the teams are big, but there's certain teams, like, it's a big deal to be, you know, running the offense mm-hmm. for the 49ers. And you have that money. Hell yeah. He's not married, is he?
No, he's not.
And he's not married. Single.
Single, young, good-looking guy. And you know what? He's got the money to go and have some fun. He's not. It's not like he's like this. The stripper sitting on his face. She's dancing in front of him. You know, she was bending over to pick up some money.
If she did sit on his face, who cares?
Apparently, some it's people.
Like, what's the negative behind him doing that?
You know, I will say
it must be Republicans.
Must be. The good thing is that he is actually carrying on the tradition that Jimmy G did, because Jimmy G, the former quarterback, starting quarterback of the 49ers, he once went out on a date with a porn star that made national news, too. So we're just carrying on the tradition. That's all he's doing, carrying it on.
Yeah, but for Jimmy, I think he just got hell because I feel like there's a different level of scrutiny for porn stars and strippers.
How so? How, Sway?
Well, why, Sway? Why? I think with strippers, there's that possibility that they didn't sleep with everybody they danced on. It was just more, you know, there's no sex in the champagne room.
Yeah, right.
But they're erotic entertainers. Where porn stars, you know that they've physically slept with a lot of people, and there's video, there's internet footage, there's whatever. Where with strippers, you don't really see a lot of video footage. And so I think maybe there's a stigma. And I don't know. I mean, could I go out? Could I date a porn star or someone who was a porn star, retired porn star? I don't think I could. I don't know.
You know, the
so
main
for,
like,
for Jimmy G, they're just giving him a hard time. It's like, of all, you're the quarterback for the 49ers. You can get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was just a date. He was just going to hook up with her. It wasn't like going to marry her, but just still, I don't know. I think there's just a negative stigma around porn stars. And I don't think there should be. I think sex workers of any kind should be able to do the things they want to do and not be judged for it. But I do think that there is a little bit of a stigma. And the stigma is not so much the fact that you did it. The stigma is the fact that my friends can see that you did it.
Right.
that's the difference. It's like if you were a stripper, you know, back in the early, mid 2000s,
mm-hmm.
there's no video of that. And so if my friends found out you used to be a stripper back in the day, no big deal. But if it's your porn star at the wedding, they can sit there and like go to the internet, download and be like, what's this bukkake that she's doing? It's like, that's the negative. I think that's the negative stigma, which it shouldn't be there, but it is for whatever reason.
Well, let's be honest. The negative stigma is really because, you know, you never heard of a porn star that was doing porn just to work her way through college. And we know every stripper, that's what she's doing. So, you know, basically, Trey Lance was giving his own college student loan payoff stimulus package.
Hey, Trey Lance is a patriot. He's helping stimulate the economy. That's how you do it. He's getting money. He's giving money out to other folks.
Yes.
Stimulating the economy.
Goes there you
round
go.
And round. So thank you, Trey Lance, for helping out and
That's
for
right.
making it rain.
He told her, "Sir, you circulate that ass, I'll give you the money to circulate the dollar." You know, we got this one at the rgrgpod@gmail.com, and it's a link to this video that was originally on TikTok, found it on Twitter, and it's a police officer, PSA.
PSA to everyone out there. I'm speaking for myself, but I'm probably speaking for a large majority of other officers out there. If we're driving on the freeway in our police car, get the f*** out of the way. Get the f*** out of the way. If you merge and we follow behind you and we merge too, you're probably in trouble. Best way to find that out is get the f*** out of the way. I can go 90 miles an hour. You can't. You can't do that. So get the f*** out of the way. If us officers stay behind you long enough, we can find a reason to pull you over. So you might as well get the f*** out of the way. Super simple.
Super simple.
Her whole mannerisms leads me to believe that she's no stranger to black guys. And that's the problem.
Oh boy.
I think people can date any race they want, but sometimes you gotta be like, hey, just because we've been together don't mean you can act like this. She did everything but clap on us. Yeah. Get the fuck out of the way.
You know, people had a lot to say about that. And the interesting thing about it too is because especially I think the part where she says, if we stay behind you long enough, we'll find a reason to pull you over. And I don't know.
Yep.
There's nothing she said in that video that to me was shocking.
No.
Nothing.
But that's bad PR for
The
police department. And again, there's so many officers that do very good videos, positive videos, to help take away that negative stigma about being a cop. All she does is reinforce it. Because now, if I see a cop behind me, if it's her, I'm like, okay, she's behind me. She's either looking for a reason to pull me over or whatever. And then when she says that, hey, we can go 90 miles per hour, you can't. That's almost saying that the rules don't apply to you.
Right.
Now, if you're chasing somebody, totally different. You're going to an emergency, but you're not going 90 just because you're on the toll road and you're like, wee, this is fun. There's a reason you're going that fast.
Look, man.
But it's just negative PR.
The hot now sign is on. It's an emergency, okay? But, you know, the thing about it is, if you look up in your rearview mirror and she's behind you, what are you supposed to do? Get the fuck out of the way. You heard what she said. That's all you have to do. She won't run your tags then. But, you know, to be quite honest, everything you said is absolutely right in the sense of you don't have the right to just travel 90 miles an hour just because.
Right.
And I think that's the other part that got people was like this sense of entitlement, like, okay, well, I have the power. But we know that power corrupts, plain and simple.
Yeah. It does. I just think it was a bad move and in poor taste on her part. And what does she expect to gain from that? Do you think people are going to watch that and be like, she has a point, I should get the fuck out of the way? No. You know, they're not going to do that. So I just don't see what she was expecting to gain from doing that. That's why you got to have some good friends and say, hey, I'm thinking about posting this video. What do you think? And your friends are like, no.
The thing that happened to her, I bet you she did that one after being behind somebody who wouldn't move. And then so she ran their tags, pulled them over because she found something, pulled them over, gave them a ticket, and the person was on and on and on about something to her. So she got back in the car and was like, I just got to get this out. And that's the problem with social media, because people feel like if it's on their mind, they've got to get it out. Remember the time when you'd think some shit and that's where it would stay? you just think it and that's where it was. Now everybody has to tweet it, TikTok it, IG it. Everything. You know what's happening in somebody's relationship. Everything happened in that person's relationship. And you don't even know that person because they post it on social media every single time.
But what you don't do is in your work uniform, representing your company, go on social media and do something that's stupid.
Yes.
You know, I say some crazy shit sometimes on this podcast. I have moments. You've never seen me wear my company's logo.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even talk about who I work for.
Right.
I would never do that. And if I did do a video in company logo, it's because I'm promoting something that the company is doing.
Right.
And I'm hyping that up. But you're in your police car, in your uniform, full uniform in your car. And you're going to say this stuff. Now you're speaking as on behalf of police officers.
Yeah.
Not of behalf of you who had a bad day and someone who pissed you off. You're speaking on behalf of all cops. That's why this is stupid.
Yeah, and even though she did say in the beginning, I'm only speaking for me, but I'm sure a lot of other police officers will feel the same way. But she didn't get suspended for this, too, for an entire 10 hours. Not 10 days, my bad. I almost gave her too much time. 10 hours paid, too, because it's like, hey, take the day off. That's what it was. That was her suspension.
But, you're never speaking on behalf of yourself, ever. I can't do a video and say, look, I'm not speaking for all black people, but slavery wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay, you know, Kanye.
I can't pull a Kanye and just say that. Because then there's other people who are going to look at that and think I'm speaking on behalf of everybody. And you got to watch what you say, but especially you're in your uniform.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Now, if she just was like randomly in her street clothes and said it, and say, hey, I'm a cop, and here's something I've noticed. Y'all should get the fuck out of the way. Maybe she wouldn't got the backlash.
Right.
But you can't be in your cop car in full uniform and saying, you can do whatever you want. You can speed, but, you know, I can speed, but you guys can't.
Yeah.
And get the hell out of my way. If you see me behind you, get out of the way. If you merge and I merge with you, you did something.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling you over. It's like, or I'm going to find a reason to pull you over.
Yeah.
That's just bad.
It is bad. But, you know, it's also not the most shocking thing I've heard a police officer say. I remember I was working with Kroger for a while when I took about 6 months off from radio, right? And so I was in the Kroger management training program. I remember speaking to an officer who was standing there late in the day, right? And we're just talking, and he's like, you know, the only thing that really ticks me off is if I see you and you don't have your seatbelt on, and you don't try to put it on. And he goes, if you don't make an effort to put it on, I'm going to turn around and come get you. And I was like, really? Because I really thought that, well, shit, you already got me. So you either coming to get me or you're not. Because if I try to put it on now, you're going to be like, ah, maybe you missed it. And then yes. And his thing was, his point, I see it. And this is the thing that he kind of told me. It's like, oh, I didn't realize. They already know what they're looking for, right? So they look for it.
Right.
And he goes, I can see a mile away whether you have it on or not. So if you see me, at least respect me enough to try and put it on. He goes, if you do that, I'll leave you alone. If you don't, I'm coming for you. And I was like,
see, here's the thing. Respect me enough. That's the problem I have with it. Respect me enough to put it on. Like, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah, that's, again, you know, it's these little things, because again, it's that power. You're in a position of power, and we've seen this happen over so many different cases. And again, this is what happened with this woman who got a 10-hour suspension.
Oh goodness, paid suspension.
Yeah,
take the day off and think about what you did.
Yeah,
go to that barbecue that you couldn't go to before because you had to work, but now you're off. Go have fun.
I wonder if they made her take a PTO day for that. You know, like, all right, well, we're going to make you eat one of your PTO days. You're going to get paid, but we're going to make you eat that PTO day.
Well, God forbid we do that. That would be right.
And I noticed that you did say she went to a barbecue.
Yeah, whatever that brother is that she's dating, she's getting to the barbecue. Y'all ain't going to believe what happened today. Let me tell you about this bullshit. All I did was the video and said, get the fuck out of the way. Am I right?
Oh, man. Hey, don't forget, we're back here on Thursday, Married at First Sight, Season 15 San Diego Recap. And, of course, next Monday, we're back with the audio on your favorite podcast platform. And then on Tuesday, we drop the video again on YouTube of the regular episodes, which will be 102 next week.
I'm disappointed Married at First Sight has not had the recap week. There's always one week where they either recap everything that's happened, and we have that night off.
That was the anomaly last season. I told you that. That was that bullshit they pulled last season, and I'm glad they didn't do it this time. So thank God.
No, they did it. They did it with the Gil and Merla season, and they did it last season.
They're not doing it this season. We've spoken to them. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.